Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
On a day with some downtime, I broached the subject to Monica. What if we take a joyride into the nearest town and get some supplies? She asks me what the fuck I'm talking about. I tell her, why don't we take a break from Ostium and go get some supplies? Any essentials we might need, any items we could stock up on, anything she might need that she's missing and possibly having a hankering for? She stares at me for like 5 seconds, but it feels like years. I can't tell if she's going to yell at me and bite my head off or smile and kiss me. I hope it's the latter. She says, that sounds great. Let me go change into something more public appropriate. As she goes into the bedroom, already taking off her top, closing the door behind her, I tell her I'll even treat her to a fancy lunch. Ooh la la, is her muffled response. I go check on the iPad to see where exactly the nearest town is. There are a couple that are all kind of far away. It'll be a bit of a drive, but well worth it, I think. I settle on a place called Covelo. It's a pretty small town, but it'll have a couple of eateries to choose from and some places to shop for what we need. Monica comes out looking like $1 million, and she was in there less than 10 minutes. I'm impressed. She even has some makeup on. She looks great. I try not to stare too much. She says, shall we go then, or do you want to keep watching? I start mumbling nonsense syllables and quickly search for my keys. Fortunately, they don't fail me, and I soon have them in my hand and head for the door. I give up trying to make a comprehensible word and just wait for Monica with the door open, being gentlemanly. She gives me a wink and walks out. I follow. I hold the car door open for her and she gets in, happy for the attention. My Volkswagen Mini is real dirty and dusty, and as I get in the driver's side, I wonder if the damn thing is going to even start. I know it hasn't been too long since I drove it, but it's an oldish car and I can't remember how old the battery is. Plus, with the whole Ostium time dilation thing. But as soon as I turn the key, it purrs to life. Do you mind if I pick the music? I ask Monica, telling her she gets to pick the tunes on the way back. Sure thing, she says. I could spend an inordinately sad amount of time deciding which Beatles album to play, and don't want to take the chance asking Monica if she likes the Beatles and has a favorite album, for fear of getting smacked upside the head. So instead, I just go to Artists and choose the Beatles and hit shuffle. 8 days a week starts playing. Monica has a small smile on her face, and I can almost imagine her humming to the song in her head. We drive away from Ostium, and it definitely feels weird at first, almost a little bit painful, like there's something holding me back in some way, not wanting me to go. Is that the town? Ostium doing that? But it's not like we're leaving forever. Not by any means. We'll be back, no matter what. And with that thought, it's like the tension breaks and I can relax a little. I can't think of anything I want to talk about, so I just sit back and enjoy the music, and that's what we do till we reach Covelo, a significant number of minutes later. I suggest lunch first, since we'll probably be getting something perishable and wouldn't want to leave it in the car to melt or go bad or whatever. Good thinking, Brainiac, is Monica's complimentary answer. When we reach the town of Covelo, I can't help but think maybe calling this place a town is a little like comparing a kid's sandcastle to one of those ornate works of sand art that those people make. It's a couple of streets and not much else. I've got Monica using my phone to look up places to eat, but there's not a hell of a lot here. I guess a small number of residents eat in a lot or go elsewhere, wherever that may be. She checks a few places on Google Maps, but when she sees what the place looks like, discovers it's either closed down or part of a gas station. We're not going to stoop that low today. Hopefully.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Then she finds a place called My Cafe that seems okay. Directing me to Mina Road, it doesn't take long to find, like anything in the very generously named town of Covelo. It's 2 p.m., late for lunch, and when we get inside, it's Deadsville. We're seated at a booth, and I order an endless glass of soda, the biggest, greasiest burger I can find on the menu with tons of fries. I even order a chicken strips appetizer. Monica's looking at me like I haven't eaten in days, and it's kind of true, as I let her know I haven't eaten real food in some time. She just rolls her eyes. Monica orders a BLT and an iced tea. The food doesn't take long to arrive, and we chow down. And yes, Monica does help herself to a couple of the chicken strips. I even order myself a banana split for dessert, because I'm crazy like that. And I don't know when I'll ever have one again. Monica does join me with a bowl of ice cream. We have a great time chatting about our personal lives and history and never mentioning ostium once. It feels great, and it's about halfway through I decide to consider this our first date and wonder if Monica might think of it as a date as well. Doesn't matter. I'm having fun, and she seems to be having fun too, so I put that down as a win. I may be making an over-the-top deal about taking care of the bill, which causes Monica to give me some fuming looks. She lets me know the second we're outside that she'd pay if she had some goddamn money, but she wasn't able to clear out her account when she went AWOL, unlike some people. I just walk on ahead, feeling high and mighty and knowing full well I'm being an asshole. We stop at Keith's Market IGA, which is a good 15 seconds from my cafe. I tell Monica to grab her own cart and load up with whatever she wants, but bear in mind, we don't have a refrigerator, so anything that won't last more than a day needs to get consumed by the end of today. Well then, she says, dinner is going to be one fucking fancy feast. I burst out laughing, grabbing my own cart and loading up on some goodies. For once, I'm feeling pretty on top of the world. I have a full stomach of delicious food, I'm hanging out with a person I care a lot about, and she seems to like hanging out with me, and I'm at a store getting some things I need and don't care about the cost because I have enough cash to cover it. I don't go overboard, but get some things I've been craving. Candy, chips, various other junk foods, some bottles of soda. They'll be warm, but still tasty. Some extra batteries of various kinds. I can't remember all the electronic items we have that require batteries, so I figure getting a little of everything should cover it. I get a set of headphones so I can listen to music and listen to the Ostium recordings without having to play them through speakers. I forgot to bring mine with me when I left my home. Too bad, they were Beats by Dre. For dinner, I snag a couple of cooked chickens that are still hot. I grab a couple of sourdough loaves, too. Sourdough is another thing that I don't know when I'll have again, and as a Californian, I start to have problems if I don't have me some sourdough bread at least once a week. Wanting to be a little healthy, I grab some vegetables to make a salad with. The salad dressing will go bad soon, so we'll have to use it up fast. Oh, damn. This leads to a chain reaction of thoughts. Do we have a knife or two to dice up the vegetables? Do we have utensils to eat the salad with? Do we have bowls to put the salad in? Do we have plates to eat the chicken on? And then the plastic variety of all these items gets added to the cart, along with napkins, because we'll definitely need those. I meet up with Monica near the checkout. She has a smile on her face, just like me. I make no move to look at or question what's in her cart. This shopping trip is us giving in to our cravings and vices and perhaps our hopeful desires. I added a small box of condoms in there, and it's not until the cashier has already scanned it and added it to the ginormous pile that I realize Monica is going to see the box and then look at me, and I'm going to want to crawl under the checkout stand and die. The cashier already gave our vast amount of items a wary eye, and I said we were going on a very long camping trip. Once the Trojans are with all the other scanned items and in Monica's reach, as she's bagging everything, I just keep my focus on the cashier and make up some chit-chat about the weather, not even wanting to look at Monica out of the corner of my eye. And then we're at the end of the scanning and everything is totaled up and I'm forking out almost $300 in cash. When the cashier hands me the 2-foot-long receipt and wishes me a nice day, I say the same and turn to Monica, who has everything bagged and loaded into one cart masterfully somehow. She's waiting for me with no questioning or discerning look on her face, ready to get everything loaded in the car. I act like I didn't just buy a box of prophylactics in front of the person I would very much like to use them with, and follow Monica to the car and help load everything in. I offer to let her drive if she wants, but she says I should, just in case we get pulled over for some reason. That way all the paperwork will be in order and the police officer won't have any issues to make a big deal of. The drive home is like the lunch, as we chit-chat back and forth, and with each mile my heart slows a little and falls back into my chest. As we get close to Ostium, we both automatically fall silent. Getting everything into the clock tower takes an annoying number of trips, but it gives me time to plan. Once everything is inside, I ask Monica to start chopping vegetables while I organize all the bags and quickly hide that box of suspicious merchandise before she can see it and or say anything about it. I'm pretty sure she didn't see it, but at the same time, I have no idea and will just have to wait and see if it comes to bite me in the butt one day. Or rather, slaps me in the face. Okay then, no pressure, no stress, just relax. At least dinner is going to be goddamn delicious.